test 62, section 3, question 12. Here, we just want to state the conclusion. So we're just looking for the conclusion. It says, it's not uncommon for a politician to criticize his or her political opponents, claiming that their exposition of their ideas is muddled and incomprehensible. So a lot of times they're like, oh, their argument doesn't make sense. Such criticism, however, is never sincere. Okay, so it's never sincere. Political agendas promoted by a manner that cannot be understood by large numbers of people will not be realized, for, as every politician knows, political mobilization requires commonality of purpose. Okay, that's just a confusing sentence, but it's not our conclusion. Okay, the conclusion is really the second sentence, that criticism that they're muddled and incomprehensible is never sincere. So that's what we're going to look for in the answer. So all we really needed to do is find the conclusion. And this is basically one that says, a lot of people will criticize politicians for doing X, but they're wrong. Okay, and so the conclusion is the second sentence. People who promote political agendas in an incomprehensible manner should be regarded as insincere. Well, that's people who promote agendas. It's really just the criticism that's insincere. Sincere critics of the proponents of political agenda should not focus their criticisms on the manner in which it's promoted. I felt like it wasn't saying whether it should or shouldn't be. It's whether or not it is or isn't sincere. Remember, should, shouldn't is very different than is and isn't. The effectiveness of a confusingly promoted political agenda is a reason for refraining from rather than engaging in criticism. No, it's not really saying whether it's a reason why we should or shouldn't. A politician criticizing his or her political opponents for presenting their political agendas in an incomprehensible manner is being insincere. That's exactly what that second sentence says. When it refers to such criticism, it is simply restating the first bit, and that's what D does. And then E, to mobilize large numbers of people in support of a political agenda, that agenda must be presented in a way that cannot be misunderstood. Well, even if that was something that the passage said, it's not the conclusion. The conclusion is that criticism is insincere, and therefore D is our correct response.